Good morning. Thank you for coming to First Christian Church to worship with us today. We're so glad you could come. So we're going to do announcements first today. So today is kickoff Sunday, and we will end service and then go downstairs and have a celebration. Fall Sunday school starts next week, and the week of Compassion Dinner has been scheduled for October 1st, so check your bulletin for the details on how to get tickets. And Cal has an announcement.
A little surprised that I made it here this morning, but I'm glad I'm here. We didn't get back last night from Phoenix until about 8:30, and is quite a drive, so I'm glad I'm here. Glad to be here this day of the celebration. In Hebrews it says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. Together we accomplished several projects to the building and grounds. All this was done on faith. The board signed contracts without funds to do these projects with the faith that the people of our church would step forward and help with them. Also, there was projects that were completed by people that donated extra things. The door downstairs was replaced, and the lighting in the kitchen was replaced. We're very lucky that we have the new windows. They've made our building a lot more efficient. We have new lighting in the sanctuary that made our building more efficient. We replaced an electric panel downstairs that was aging and had some malfunctions, so that made our church building a lot safer. We also replaced our parking lot and got rid of a 2-inch lake that froze over in the wintertime, and there was lots of slips and falls, and now it drains, and so our parking lot is a lot safer. Even if you looked around church today, things are still going on. At the front of the church, there's going to be a couple new trees by the end of the week and some new greenery around them. And if you looked around the gazebo this morning, you can see where there's a new sprinkler system and getting ready for sod. So we will keep doing as much as we can with what we have to update our church, keep it safe, keep it warm, keep it cool. So anyway, before I quit talking, I sure want to thank the board for having the faith to get this done, and the board for letting me personally do the work. It's been very well for my health. It gave me something to do after I retired, and it's not good for a man not to work. So it's good that I got to do this. So as long as things go well, I'll continue helping with that. I want to mention that our trip to Arizona was very productive, and I thank for all the prayers for Monica and I. And with that being said, I'm finished. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cal. We also have an announcement from Annette and Chanel for the preschool.
I don't have a speech planned, no paper. I just wanted you to note that we put the sign-up sheet out in the entry so that you can sign up for committees, and we've kind of, we're trying. We think we got the ball on the road and it's going. Pumpkins are ordered. They're scheduled to be delivered October 4th, so we need everybody's help. The women of the church are still doing the chili dinner. And we put a sheet up so that we could kind of get a head count so they don't overcook. And the big goal right now is getting the pallets delivered or help with the pallets. So that's the main thing that we're looking at right now.
And we have the craft fair.
Oh, and the craft fair is
October 21st.
October 21st. Mm-hmm. So there's still going to be a craft fair. So, and I'll be coming to church so that you can get updates on how the pumpkin patch is going. So
that's it.
All right, and lastly, we want to remind everybody about the God and Life class that's being led by Mike Ward. It starts Thursday, September 14th at 6:30. The class will meet on the second and fourth Thursdays of each month, and if you have any further questions, please contact Mike. So now, can we please silence our phones as we listen to the prelude and prepare for worship? So now that we've already had announcements, we're going to stand and greet one another, and then we will sing hymn 86 together.
So. Still not
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You've got your pumpkin orange on.
I even have my pumpkin orange pants on. Underneath these pants.
Oh, well, I'm not going to ask to see that.
No. I was just letting you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship. By faith, O holy God, ancient prophets proclaimed your word.
By faith, the apostles helped birth the church by the Holy Spirit.
By faith, in 1921, this congregation was formed.
By faith, this sanctuary was built, filled, and lovingly maintained.
By faith, O Christ, we proclaim your salvation and share your love.
We gather this day by faith to worship you, to offer prayers and praise, to break bread and open our hearts.
Come, Holy One, we invite you to join us here by faith. Please pray with me. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, we come to you and we are laying our lives before you. May we worship you with every fiber of our being. Today, we join with all those who worship and confess you as Lord, from generations past and present, and with all the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and beauty, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
May be seated. Our hymn of praise this morning is actually a hymn of prayer, page 570 in your red chalice hymnal. We will sing the first and last verses of Sweet Hour of Prayer, number 570, 1 and 3.
Oh,
have a time of sharing for the children. I invite all of our little ones to come forward this morning. We'll gather here and talk for just a few minutes before you head to worship and wonder. So kids, come on down and we'll just visit for a minute. Hi, Blake. It's good to see you today. And your sister's coming too. Good morning. We are so glad everyone is here today. You come have a seat right by me. This is Willow, and she comes to preschool here, and I'm so glad you brought your mommy and daddy to church today. Let's practice introducing ourselves. My name is Pastor Cynthia. Can you shake my hand? And can you say, my name is Willow?
My name is Willow.
Hi, Willow. I'll practice with you, too. My name is Pastor Cynthia. Can you tell me your name? Hi, Blake. Good morning. My name's Pastor Cynthia. Hi, Kylie. I'm so glad you're here today. Good morning. My name's Pastor Cynthia.
My name is Jude.
Hi, Jude. We are so glad that you are here today. You know, we're in the midst of all kinds of new beginnings for fall. You feel kind of big. That's okay. Kylie's kind of big over here, too. We have two big kids and two little kids, and that's a great combination. You think you're bigger? You want to stand up and find out? Kylie, he's challenging you to a height contest. Let's see who's taller. You're 11? How old are you? She's 1 year older than you. So see, you're not the biggest kid up here. Sometimes when we go to new schools and we meet new friends, sometimes it's a little intimidating. We're not sure if we're going to be the big kid or the little kid. We're not sure how it's going to feel. You know what? Even grown-ups feel that way sometimes. This morning for kickoff Sunday, our whole church family is here together. We have some friends here who usually only come at 8 o'clock, 8:15 for church, and usually there are just a few of them, and they sit together real close up here at the front. So this morning, they probably feel a little bit overwhelmed because there's more people here. And we have visitors here. We have some people here who are here for the very first time. And you have to be really brave to go to a new church for the very first time. So when we see someone at church or at school that we don't recognize and we don't know, it's a good skill to be able to walk up to them and say, good morning, welcome, I'm glad you're here, and to tell them our name and to listen when they tell us their name. So our kids have modeled for you a good skill this morning. Grown-ups, you get to practice. After church today, I want everyone who's here to look for someone you don't know and introduce yourself and say welcome to that person and thank them for coming today on this special kickoff Sunday. Thank you all for being so brave to come up for children's time. In just a minute after we pray, you can either go back and sit with Mom and Dad or you can follow Miss Erica to worship and wonder, and she'll show you where to go, and you'll have a special time together. Let's pray this morning. Dear God, we thank you for children who lead the way, who teach us about evangelism in the act of greeting one another, of saying good morning and sharing our name. Lord, we pray your blessing upon this church, that we might form new friendships and welcome new members. We pray your blessing upon our children in their new year at school, that they may learn and grow. All this we ask in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen. Thank you all for coming today. You can go follow Miss Erica. Thanks, Jude. As our children head out for worship and wonder and a special time that's prepared for them, I encourage you to look on the back of the bulletin at the list of prayer concerns that we'll share today. As we lift up these names, reach into the pew rack in front of you. Find a postcard. It has a picture of the church on one side. The other side is blank so that you can write a note to someone who needs to know we're praying for them today. Then place that card in the offering tray later in the service, and the church will mail it to them. Our card shower this week is for Dave Baker. Dave and Misty were members in the congregation here before moving to the Pacific Northwest. Dave has been living with cancer. He's been going through chemo treatments. It's been a long, hard journey. He's continuing to fight the cancer and needs our prayers and encouragement and support. So if you would just send a card of greeting to Dave, let him know you're praying for him and his wife as they fight cancer. Prayers have been requested by Paul Smith. He has been struggling with mental health issues, and he has admitted himself to the state hospital for treatment. Please pray for him in the weeks ahead, as this is a very challenging time in his life. I spoke with Roger Cook this week. He and Lorna are doing fairly well. Roger may have to go to the VA up in Sheridan to have an issue with his legs be addressed. He's been walking with a walker, has been in some pain, and is having a hard time getting around. Please pray for Roger and Lorna. As we think of the world around us, we continue to pray for those in Texas and Louisiana who are recovering from Hurricane Harvey, just as we pray for those currently being affected by Hurricane Irma. It has already swept across ocean islands, including Puerto Rico. It is moving across Florida and wreaking havoc as she goes. So prayers for those affected by hurricanes and storms. Prayers that rain might soon come in Montana and across the West to ease the fires. Charles and I ran into a firefighter this week who, it was the end of his season, and we thanked him for his work on a hotshot crew, but we know that the work continues, and we are thankful for firefighters who are battling those blazes. Prayers for students and teachers as they return to school. And our prayer partners this week are the members of First Christian Church in Burlington, Colorado. There's a sheet at the back of the sanctuary you're encouraged to sign and send greetings to them. Kevin asked this morning if he could share an announcement and a prayer concern rolled into one. Kevin?
I'm sure most of you have heard about the cyber security attack on Equifax, which is one of the three major credit reporting agencies. 44% of us are probably had our private information stolen in that attack. The important thing that I wanted to share, because not many of you might know that, this Equifax did set up a website where you can check to see if yours was included in the information that was stolen. But this is probably not a good idea. Three reasons. First of all, Nightly Business Report said that site might not be secure either. Secondly, they ask for your last six digits of your social security number, and the first digits are likely indication of where you are from, so they've got it already then. And thirdly, there's a clause in there, according to Wikipedia, that if you check the site, you are also waiving the right to sue. So you might want to keep your legal options open. So anyway, prayers, not just for this cyber security attack, but just for the growing dangers in this world, because we are really facing attacks from Satan on every side, in my opinion. Thank you.
Are there other prayer concerns today that we want to share? Situations in the world we want to lift up? People that we need to pray for? Joys we want to have named? Cindy.
I know that the Caribbean and Florida and Texas are in our mind, but I would also remind us that we have over 1,000 people that were killed by the monsoons in India and Myanmar, and millions of people homeless there as well.
We continue to pray for victims of flooding around the world, not just in the U.S., but in Southeast Asia, as well as the victims who perished in a mudslide in Sierra Leone. Thank you for that reminder. Michelle.
I have a praise. My parents got into Denver yesterday morning, so they don't have to be in Florida during the hurricane. Yay!
We are thankful that Mom and Dad evacuated and they are safe.
My parents celebrated their 66th anniversary this last year.
Congratulations to Becky's mom and dad on 66 years of marriage. What a joy. Annette. Prayers for Annette's dad as he is still at the hospital with COPD and issues related to the smoke. Nicholas.
My joy this morning is Cal Decker. All the work that he does, it's rare to find someone that gets excited about asphalt, bushes, and and then at the same time, after doing all that work, comes up and says, thank you for letting me do it. And so my joy is Cal.
Amen. Cal, it is a joy shared by our congregation, both to have you and Monica home today after your trek to visit Mayo in Arizona, and also for all the work that you do, as Nicholas so graciously named. For those of you who haven't had the chance to be around Cal when he's here at church doing property stuff, he does not do it grudgingly. He does it joyfully. For him, this is a spiritual calling. It was a gift for him to be able to use his years of experience in construction to benefit the church, and essentially to be hired by God to work for free at First Christian Church. And I just applaud the work, Cal, that you have done and the efforts you have guided so many volunteers in our congregation to help with over the past year, and the shepherding you gave to our capital campaign projects. Thank you. It is indeed a joy to have you in our midst. Are there others? Anne Cloxing. Our prayers go with Brianna as she heads off for another graduate program. Is it at Cambridge? Is that correct? Birmingham, at Birmingham in England. Safe travels for you. Prayers of peace for mom and dad and friends as they will miss you. We know it's an exciting adventure, and you will continue to learn and discover ways to use the gifts God has given you in the world. Our prayers go with you, Brianna. Anyone else today? Let us turn to the Lord now in a time of shared silence as we pray together. O God of all the world, you sent Christ, your Son, to be our Savior, to show us the way to know you, to love you, to serve you. Holy One, by faith, you give your followers the courage to step out when we cannot see what the next step will be. By faith, you call us in the midst of trying times to trust in the peace of your Spirit. By faith, O loving Lord, in days when it feels as if the world is crumbling around us, you call us to claim again your presence in our midst, the rock of our salvation. By faith, it is with you that we stand. Holy One, this day we pray for your blessing upon Dave and Misty Baker. Give him courage, O God, as he continues to go through chemo and cancer treatments. On those days when his body is racked with pain and he feels weak, give him strength to keep going. On those days when he feels well, he rejoices, Lord, in you. May he know that he is surrounded by prayer and by the love of our church family. Lord, we ask you to be with Paul Smith, with Annette's dad, with all who are hospitalized, who are struggling with health. Lord, bless them with the ability to breathe easier, to have their hearts beat strong and true and their minds clear. O gracious God, we confess to you that we live in anxious days, when threats come in unseen ways. We pray for safety, not just for ourselves, but for those we love, for neighbors down the street and around the world. We pray, O God, for comfort for the thousands who are grieving the death of loved ones in Southeast Asia and Sierra Leone, for those in Mexico affected by an earthquake and tsunamis, and for those along the coast of this country wracked by floodwaters brought on by two huge hurricanes. Lord, for all of those who are living through storms, we pray for courage and the support of community around them. For those who grieve the death of loved ones, oh God, we pray that your presence would come, that they might abide in you and find peace where it seems there is none. Lord, we rejoice at the blessings of life. We praise you for the safety of Michelle's parents and for others who have evacuated out of harm's way. We share with Becky the joy of her parents' 66th wedding anniversary. And we pray your blessing to be upon Brianna as she sets forth on another adventure of learning and travel. Be with her as she studies in England, and be with her family and friends who will miss her. Lord, we pray for all students and teachers from preschool through college. We ask your blessing upon those who learn and those who teach. Be with our friends at First Christian Church in Burlington and bless the work that they do in your name and by faith in you. On this kickoff Sunday, O God, when we celebrate the beginning of a new fall season together as a church family, we lift up special words of gratitude for the many significant projects completed in our property the past year, and we name with special joy the blessing that it has been to have Cal Decker shepherd us on this journey. Lord, we pray that you will watch over Cal and Monica in the weeks and months to come. Holy Lord, your blessings are abundant. For all that you give us, we say thank you. For all who are in need, we pray on their behalf. For the world in which we live, O God, give us courage to continue to live by faith in you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
A large part of being a believer in Christ is that we have faith in things we can't see. Communion is a bit of a two-part gift. We believe in its power to sustain our faith, which we can't see, and we get the physical presence of the bread and the cup, which we can see. Communion is our weekly renewal of faith, a weekly reminder of the gift Christ gave us, eternal life. We thank God that we stand in a long line of believers, who have been faithful through the ages. He has been leading his people through trial and difficulty and have always set before them hope for today and hope for a better tomorrow. We pray that you would bless us in our time as we seek to be as faithful as those before us. May we too know the faith in which is filled with hope in the things not seen. Like faith in the grain of a mustard seed, which has small beginnings but which yielded large results. Faith to move mountains of difficulty which come to each of us. Faith that sees a distant goal and is willing to work to achieve it. Faith which has a vision of a new world where peace and love characterize the transactions of people and of nations, and where war is no more. Faith such as Abraham's to move forward, not knowing our destination, but trusting in your guiding providence. Faith which is able to endure those moments of personal disquiet and to trust that he is with us. Faith which sees the welfare of humankind as our business because it is the focus of his enduring love of his people. And faith which sees beyond the years to eternal life. Communion renews us to keep the faith. Please join us with the hymn 695, verses 1, 2, and 4.
It is by faith that we come to this table. It is by faith that we hear again the story of Jesus when he met with his friends in the upper room and he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." It was by faith, in fact, that Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many." By faith, each time we take this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's love, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, it was his faith in you that allowed your Son to say, "Not my will, but thine be done." Indeed, each week, when we partake of this loaf and this cup, we do so by faith. We believe that this cup and this bread is and becomes your body and blood, shed for us so that we may continue to spread your faith throughout the ends of the earth. Amen.
Our church is a great success story. We have been able to continue the work of God and care for our building, even when it looked pretty grim. Today, we are celebrating that success, and we couldn't have accomplished our building goals without your gifts and prayers. Remember the mustard seed? Or the fishes and the loaves? We just have to do what we can and put the rest in God's hands. The diaconate will collect our offering. Please pray with me. Awesome God, bless these gifts. Bless those that gave them. Put these gifts to work for your good, and bless those who receive them. Amen.
And Melanie and Lonnie and even Rick that we Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Today we'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 11 on page 225. We'll be reading verses 1 through 3 and then 8 through 12. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understood that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Verses 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who he had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one, as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore.
Our reading of Hebrews 11 continues at verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been enriched, encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, or obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the church rejoice. Thank you, choir, for that beautiful message in music. And thank you, Kathy, for playing for the service today and working with the choir this week. Will you pray with me? Holy Lord, we come to you by faith. It is by faith that we pray to you when we cannot see you. It is by faith in desert seasons of wandering, when we feel lost and hopeless, that we still cry out to you, O God. And it is by faith that we receive anew the refreshing waters of your Holy Spirit. Flow upon us this day, that the church may rejoice by faith in you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Holy One, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We could, if we had just a little more time this morning, read the entire 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. It lists innumerable people who have, by faith, lived lives that honored God. We're told that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. What are you hoping for right now in your life that you can't yet see? By faith, we live every day. We get out of bed in the morning not really knowing what will happen, because what we have planned on our calendar might not be God's plan. And so by faith, we step out into the world, ready to walk with Jesus through whatever comes next. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice, acceptable and well received. By faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to set for a place that was unknown to him. What place will you set out for following God that you can't yet see, but you're willing to take the first step of the journey? By faith, generation after generation has lived honoring the Holy One. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up his beloved son, Isaac. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of his sons, each of the sons of Joseph. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions about his burial. By faith, Moses was hidden in the bulrushes, and then, as a man, was called by God to lead the Israelites. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea. By faith, we have the stories of Gideon and Daniel, of Mary and Martha. By faith, for generations, people have lived and honored the Lord. Hebrews 11 concludes by reminding us that those who lived by faith in God so long ago, if they lived before the time of Christ, they have not seen the glory that we know, the glory we receive by faith, that Jesus died for the sake of the world, was crucified for our sins, and was resurrected. By our faith in Jesus, we live today. So we are surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. All of those that we hear of in the stories of Scripture, but all of those also who have gone before us in this place. By faith, our parents' parents taught the faith. And by faith, we will teach our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, that the story of Jesus may be alive in the world and resurrection may still be known and celebrated. By faith, in 1807, Thomas Campbell immigrated to the United States, a Scot-Irish Presbyterian pastor. He settled in America. 2 years later, his son, Alexander Campbell, sailed from Scotland, where he too had studied for the ministry, to America with his mother and sisters. Together, Thomas and Alexander Campbell became, by faith, key figures in the restoration movement on American soil. a time when the Holy Spirit was energetic and active in people's lives, calling for a renewal of faith and practice of the New Testament Christianity. Through the generations, the message that Alexander and Thomas Campbell gave of all Christians working together and sharing openly at the Lord's table, by faith through the generations, handed on one to another. The journey they started continues today in the Christian church, Disciples of Christ. By faith, in 1920, a group of women gathered in Casper, Wyoming, a rugged frontier town, and talked of how they had a desire for a Christian church in this community. They were followers in the footsteps of Thomas and Alexander Campbell and Barton Stone. And through their faith, First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, was formed February 13, 1921. It was by faith in the 1950s that the congregation realized we had outgrown the little building lovingly called the Tabernacle. And it took a lot of faith for the leaders of this congregation to make the decision to move to 520 CY Avenue and build what is now our church home. By faith, the journey continues. As Cal and I talked about the celebration for today, he continued to draw on the imagery of Hebrews 11, that statement that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You see, Cal remembers very clearly 12 months ago, September 2016, when the proposal for a capital campaign was made. After months of conversation last summer about projects that needed to be done, about deferred maintenance on this facility, the church board gave approval. And it was a step of faith, because at that point, they gave Cal the blessing to sign contracts on money we didn't yet have. The money was still in the pockets of the people in our pews, but the board knew the work needed to be done. And so by faith, together, we stepped out. It's hard to believe that it's only been a year, but in the past year, the roof over the sanctuary has been reshingled. A new air conditioner has been installed, and it works well when we crank it cold. The ceiling over the Christian Ed and office building has been resurfaced. Ductwork has been replaced. Flashings have been put around skylights. And miracle of miracles, our roof no longer leaks. The wall by the front steps going into the church was stabilized, the foundation certified, if you will. The mortar that was loose was cleaned out and it was re-bricked. The parking lot was resurfaced, not just once, but twice. Cal made sure when the contractors didn't quite get it right the first time, it was fixed. And it's beautiful. Restriped, great parking spaces. We're thankful to other members of the church who have connections with the construction crew who did that project for their good work by faith. Jane Wallace said, you know, it's not included in the capital campaign, but Fellowship Hall could sure use a good coat of paint. And so that happened too. The roof, the parking lot, the wall, the windows. By faith, trusting in one another, we engaged in a conversation that might have even felt at first a little bit uncomfortable. When you're a young seminarian, before you enter ministry, you often hear horror stories about churches that split over the color of the carpet. Someone in a congregation wants to redo a certain part of the building in a certain way, and someone else in the congregation wants to redo it in a different direction. Before I came to Casper 8 years ago, there was a conversation about the windows in the sanctuary. Apparently, it was a painful, uncomfortable, difficult conversation. You see, there were some folks who were worried about how the windows kind of rattled a little when the wind blew. A couple of them leaked a little bit. One of them wouldn't even open and close, right? But there were other folks who were concerned that the crinkled glass, stained glass windows kind of embody the spirit of this place. They're an image that people have seen in worship for many, many years since they were first installed. So 8 years ago, the conversation was, don't you dare touch the windows. I heard about it before I ever came, and I thought, well, the windows in the sanctuary, that's my colored carpet argument. I won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And now, here we are, 8 years later. By faith, we trusted one another enough to have a conversation. A conversation in which we said, these stained glass windows hold precious memories for members of the congregation, but if we don't do something about them, they're going to fall apart. They've already faded. The harp up here used to be as bright yellow as the star. You see, these crinkled glass windows are made of sort of a plexiglass. And while they're weatherproof, they're not designed to last forever. So in order to save the memory of the windows, we needed to take them out. Part of the process of the capital campaign was to update every window in this building. Some of them had already been done. The boardroom, the inner room, several spaces in our church had nice new double-paned, well-insulated windows with oak frame on the inside and aluminum cladding on the outside. They open and close, they keep out the weather, but not all the windows had been done. If you come to the potluck luncheon today, you'll see a picture of the windows that used to be back here in this corner, in the baptistry decorating preparation room. There's a storage area, the banners hang there, and once or twice a year when we have baptisms, the kids go there to change their clothes. The windows there were so bad that water ran down the inside of them. But you see, they were out of sight and out of mind, so it was easy to forget they were there. Faith is hoping for what you can't see and also looking at what you don't want to see. Faith means looking at yourself and your own sin and opening that up to the light of God and taking the risk that God just might call us to do something new. So by faith, as a congregation, we had a conversation about the windows and decided it really is time. We took out the crinkled glass. We put in new, double-paned, well-insulated, energy-efficient windows. They crank open and closed. The sanctuary is quieter than it used to be. If the windows are closed, you don't hear the traffic outside, and you might not even know the wind is blowing. To save the memory of the crinkled glass, we cleaned them and reframed them and hung them inside. Again, Cal had help in that process, and we are thankful for the time and effort given. By faith, together as a congregation, we set out on this journey saying, if God is going to call us to a future of ministry in this place, we need to take care of this place. And so we did. By faith, God works through the lives of ordinary, everyday people. This congregation was challenged to raise $90,000. We raised $90,373. Thank you very much. You all are good folks. We rejoice today, not just because of the work done for this building, but because it is a sign of the future ministry God will call forth from this place. The story of faith has yet to be told to our neighbors, our relatives and friends in Casper, our co-workers who don't have a church home on Sunday morning. It's up to us to invite them to come here and hear the stories of Abraham and Isaac, of Sarah and Rebecca, of those who have gone before us living by faith. God still works today in the lives of people young and old, and in the lives of congregations big and small. by faith in 1986, Reverend Cynthia Hale accepted the call to become the founding pastor of a new church in Atlanta, Georgia. The journey began with four people meeting for prayer weekly in Cynthia's apartment. Soon they had made the decision to launch and call the church Ray of Hope Christian Church. It has since grown to be one of the largest congregations in our denomination. After 14 years, Ray of Hope, under Reverend Hale's leadership, moved from a sanctuary that seated 350 people to a multi-building campus where the worship space seats 3,500 people. On this Sunday morning, as we gather here at First Christian, other disciples gather at Ray of Hope, celebrating the presence of God. In the 1960s, by faith, God called Tommy and Marilyn Dobson, my parents, to join a Disciples of Christ congregation called First Christian Church in Alamogordo, New Mexico. That small church went through not one, but two painful splits over theology and politics in the 1960s and 1970s. And yet, by faith, they kept on going. They nurtured and raised and taught the faith, not just to your pastor, but to others who are also now in ministry, including Reverend Bill Coburn, whom some of you will recall having met. By faith, on Sunday morning at First Christian Alamogordo, there are 18 regular members who gather in worship, who pray and listen to preaching and sing and share communion and keep the doors open. By faith, churches big and small continue to proclaim the presence of God's love in the very person of Jesus Christ, even when it isn't hip or cool. We keep on doing what the people of God do. We keep on loving one another. And by faith, we risk genuine conversations about how times change. By faith, we teach our children about the Lord's love. By faith, we care for our elders who can't even make it to services on Sunday because of their health and their frail bones. By faith, we love one another in good times and in bad. Because faith is the assurance of things hoped for. The constant belief that though we cannot yet see it in full, God's kingdom is coming. Because we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, by people in big churches and small, by people whose stories we read of in Scripture, and by those we know who have gone before us in this place, by faith, we keep on running what Paul describes as the race. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus. The race of faith is not a quick sprint. It's a marathon. It's a lifelong journey, run day in and day out, in good times and in hard times. By young and old alike, we encourage one another to keep on going. On this kickoff Sunday, as we mark the beginning of fall here at First Christian Church, it is by faith that you are present this morning. May you be filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, fed with the love of Jesus Christ, and encouraged by the very presence of God, to know that though you cannot yet see your future, God has a plan. And together we will continue that journey. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely. Let us look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. May we, by faith, continue to persevere, to love one another, and to give glory to God in all we say, in all we do, in who we are. Amen. Our hymn of dedication today is How Firm a Foundation. You'll find it on page 618 in the hymnal. We will sing together the first and last verses. If there's anyone present this morning looking for a church home, we would invite you to come forward as we sing this hymn and confess your faith in Christ. Let us praise God. This morning, immediately following worship, we have a special time of celebration when we want to mark the completion of the capital campaign projects. So much work has been done on the past year, we're now used to seeing the new stuff, and we've forgotten about the journey we made. So there are slides that we'll show in just a few minutes downstairs that highlight some of the major projects. When you go downstairs to Fellowship Hall, if you would take with you the yellow insert, we will have a time of dedication and celebration after that slideshow, and then we'll share a potluck luncheon together. You also need to take home the green insert. If you're a member of the church, this is your chance to nominate officers for the next year, people in whom you see God's gifts, perhaps even yourself, to fill a role in the life of the congregation in 2018. Take that home and pray about that, fill it out, and bring it back next Sunday. For our visitors this morning, we are so honored to have you with us. We hope that if you have time, you'll stay for lunch. If you don't have time, please come downstairs and just visit for a minute, get a cup of coffee, and enjoy a little fellowship before continuing your day. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. O Lord, by faith, we get out of bed in the morning not knowing what you'll do with us. By faith, we go forth from this place, praying that we will be so filled with your Holy Spirit, with your love, that when others see us, they will see the joy of knowing you, and their lives will change for the better. By faith, O God, your church here at First Christian in Casper commits to another year of ministry in this place. Bless us now, Holy One, to go forth by faith in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.